personal communication. If you have already decided to become a coach of chefs, one of the elements that you should strongly focus on is communication, both in terms of communication between you and the participants of your courses, your clients, and as a topic of your training courses and workshops. Communication is of significant importance during training courses, just like in the kitchen. Proper communication not only facilitates and enhances various types of processes, whereas unsuccessful communication may result in misunderstandings. You have most likely witnessed a situation when smaller or greater conflicts have arisen as a result of misunderstandings or carelessness in communication. For example, you've given an order to an assistant or another chef, and the task was carried out with a delay or even not at all. The employee will explain oneself that it was too loud to hear your instructions because water was being poured into the boiler or the convection oven signaled that the meat should be checked on. It is also possible that the employee was busy at the moment because a waiter had passed on important information from the dining hall. Haste and stress make things worse and a conflict arises. There are also other situations where, for example, failure to understand the instruction manual of a catering device results in an accident, the destruction of goods or device failures. Failure to understand how to cut a watermelon into a flower shape can lead to injuries or to the creation of an unaesthetically looking decoration. Similar communication errors that may arise during a training course have their consequences as well. Not only can they result in dangerous situations, but they may also ruin your reputation. You have various different co-workers in the kitchen. Mutual communication has to be perfect in order to carry out one's tasks properly and quickly, especially in situations when you are overwhelmed by orders and have little time to fulfill them. If a team of employees understands and does not fight one another, then the achieved results will be good at the least. As a coach, you must put even more emphasis on communication. The group approaching you will be comprised of various people with different competences, working experiences, with different knowledge and outlooks on many matters. You have to remember that in order for participants to achieve the intended goals of the training course and for you to be satisfied after your self-evaluation, knowledge must be passed on in an appropriate manner. This is what communication and feedback are for. Communication in the training course environment opens your eyes to aspects that may be an entirely new challenge for you. This results from the fact that teams which you will be working with will be somebody else's teams, or, likely in the case of open training courses, they will not be teams at all. The conditions and environment in the training room are temporary and artificial in a way. They will require your moderation. Leave the theory for yourself. The participants of your course will want to put into practice what they have learned as soon as possible. Use many examples that will illustrate the discussed knowledge well. Refer to practice. Any type of role play scenes will be perfect for this purpose. During the training course, you may observe both good and bad working habits among the participants. If properly presented, they can serve as perfect material for discussions. We learn best from our mistakes. However, this must be done with consideration so as not to offend or stress those directly involved. During the training course, you should check in different ways if you have been understood correctly. You have to be able to identify if people are nodding their heads because they are afraid to admit they do not understand, or whether you have really achieved your goal as a coach. Use various techniques to verify people's knowledge. Participants paraphrasing what has been said, exercise concerned with the presented knowledge or skills, open discussions. Your communication with the group is one matter. Communication as a process in which people are engaged in their professional environment is another matter. We communicate every day, so you always have the possibility to include this topic in your training course. It is often brought up quite naturally and unexpectedly. Be prepared. Communication is important for chefs, not only in terms of working in a team, but also in terms of building an understanding in a new environment, especially with new co-workers. Introducing the subject of communication and feedback in an open and clear manner when discussing various training course topics will undoubtedly bring some added value to the entire process.